You're listening to SBS News.
Opera trained singer Stephanie Paik was diagnosed with anorexia at 15 years of age. It's something she has struggled with for more than a decade. But knowing eating disorders could have a genetic cause is a huge relief.
Knowing that anorexia probably does have a genetic impact takes such a weight off my shoulders that it's not all my fault.
A Brisbane Medical Research Institute is playing a key role in an international team who last year found 8 genes in common among sufferers of anorexia nervosa. Professor Nick Martin says some of the genes related to other mental illnesses like obsessive compulsive disorder and depression, and some related to the body's metabolism. But the research team need a much larger sample size of volunteers to continue the study's hard work. The researchers are expanding the trial to people who've been diagnosed with bulimia or binge eating disorder. The hope is to find a cure.
It will explain the neurochemistry, the biochemistry behind these conditions. And that should give us some leads on drugs that we can use to target parts of that chain of processes.
Even if there's no miracle pill that can cure the disease at the end of this trial, clinical psychologist Dr. Sarah Maguire says understanding the genetics can help identify those most vulnerable.
Obviously, it speaks to causation of the illness, the building blocks, the fundamentals of what causes these illnesses. It obviously speaks to prevention over time. If we know who's at risk and we know why they're at risk and we know which families are at risk, we can target prevention towards those people that are in the highest risk categories.
The researchers are looking for 3,500 people to participate in the study, which is only a small fraction of the 1 in 20 Australians estimated to be living with an eating disorder. Those wanting to participate can fill out an online questionnaire and then they'll be sent a saliva test to do at home. Lucy Murray, SBS News.